KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Tyreek Wynn. Here's the latest on the Black Information Network. Rapper Chris King is dead after an April 20th shooting. Nashville, Tennessee police are investigating the incident. According to a police statement, King was there with friends in an alley when three other men they didn't know approached them. A surviving victim from King's group told police the other three men attempted to rob them. ASAP Rocky is teasing his upcoming album with a new clothing collection through his company AUG. The drop includes shirts, hoodies, and tank tops with slogans like American Sabotage, ASAP Rocky, and Don't Be Dumb, which is the title of the album. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who's black, is unveiling details of his $111 billion budget for fiscal year 2025. The budget includes $514 million to support key education programs that were previously funded expiring COVID stimulus dollars. The budget proposal also adds two more police classes that would put an additional 1,200 officers on the street. That's the latest. I'm Tyreek Wynn on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Hey, it's Dean Sharp. How does 3 months of free electricity and a lifetime of energy savings sound? Well, it's yours when you go solar with Sunlux. Learn more at sunlux.com, sunlux.com.
Follow the leader.
KBLA Talk 1580.
Follow the leader.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KBLA 1580.
Follow the leader.
Are you ready?
The station leading the way with exclusive interviews.
Follow the leader.
Stimulating conversation and intellectual discourse that empowers, enlightens, and informs.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader at KBLA 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Keep following the leader.
Follow 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 the leader.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 congregation. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about those subjects that don't get talked about enough in our households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on a Saturday morning, you catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. Speaking of living your best life, our word for the week comes from a slogan put forth by the Colon Cancer Awareness Group, and it says, "We don't know how strong we are until being strong is the only choice that we have." We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580. And this morning, we're addressing our final topic in our Minority Health Month series, Health for a Better World, sponsored by Providence. Colon cancer, early detection, successful treatment. And with us this morning is Dr. Derek Williams, who is a board-certified family practice physician in Hawthorne, California. He's noted by his patients as being a very good listener and brings years of expertise addressing health concerns of the whole family and the often complex issues of aging. He values the whole person, body, mind, and spirit, and empowers his patients through personal wellness and preventive lifestyles. Dr. Williams graduated from the University of Missouri Medical School and completed his residency fellowship at the University of Kansas Medical Center. He is currently a family medicine specialist at Providence Healthcare in Hawthorne, California. Dr. Williams, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
It is great to be here. Good to be here and speaking to your great community.
You know, You've been with me before. You were one of my BWARP people during our BWARP series when we were doing the live Zoom calls, and you did a great job on that. But give our audience just a little bit more background on yourself, and I want you to tell them why you chose colon cancer for your topic today.
Yeah, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, originally, and born and raised there. Went to school there. Went to you know, undergrad and medical school in Kansas City, and then moved out here in 2000. But, you know, how did I become a doctor? Man, I always loved to read, and I would read, you know, constantly. And, you know, I was that kid at the book fair who would always leave with 10, 15 books. And so I was reading all kinds of things. But one thing that really just amazed me was science, and the science of, you know, the universe, the science of the human body, any kind of science. I just consumed that. I think also was just the idea of helping people. So, you know, learning about science and helping people, and those two just fit really neatly together for me. So.
You know, you're in family practice, which means you talk to everybody, every age. And I see where you put a little emphasis on the aging people like me. But today we're going to be talking about early detection and treatment for colon cancer. And I know that's something that the organization you work for, Providence, focuses on a lot. So and when you and I spoke, you know, you could talk about whatever you wanted to talk about. Why did you choose colon cancer?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is colon cancer is a lot more common than people think. It's the third leading cause of cancer in men and the fourth leading cause of cancer in women. And overall, it's the second most common cause of cancer deaths. Mm-hmm. And people don't talk about it very much. It's sometimes people think it's an embarrassing topic to talk about. But because it's so common and so easy to treat, that's really why I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, and you say easy to treat. It's one of those things that does kill a lot of people, but it's also one of those things that if you catch it early, it's extremely treatable. And usually you have a success rate of a high success rate when it's caught early.
Absolutely, absolutely. So about 1 in 23 men and 1 in 25 women over a lifetime will develop colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And if you catch it early, the survival rate over 5 years is about 91%. Mm-hmm. If you wait until it spreads, then it drops down to about 13%. So you could see the difference. 91%, if you catch it early, you screen and catch it early, you're good. If you wait, it's much more difficult.
Yeah, and you know, I've been doing this show a couple of years now, almost three, and I think the one thing that stands out to me that I always keep in my mind, I just can't get it out. I should be able to let it roll past, but I can't, is that every topic we discuss on this show, be it health and wellness, be it addiction, be it mental illness, it doesn't matter what the topic is. Black folks seem to be at the top,
yeah, most
the top of the list, as you know, as far as being more susceptible, you know, harder to treat, won't go to the doctor, won't acknowledge the fact that they.
Yeah, I think it's careful. We got to be careful about that. I think a lot of this is systemic.
Yeah,
a lot of it's cultural, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, fear of going to the doctor, maybe fear of talking about these issues. But you know, the fact is true that you know. Colon cancer does affect African-American patients at a higher rate and actually kills at a higher rate. And a lot of that has to do with maybe late detection and screening, but not so much a susceptibility of us as black people, per se.
Oh, I definitely get that. I mean, in my mind, there's nobody stronger.
I can't, if you
just go back over the last several hundred years
and think
about what we've been through, yeah. For you to be sitting here as a doctor is not something they planned. It's something that you made happen.
Very true.
But they didn't plan for you to make it happen. You can guarantee, I guarantee you that. So, no, I don't question the strength of the black man or black woman or the black race. I didn't have anything to do with it. You didn't have anything to do with it. But somehow our gene became the most dominant one. So I guess somebody had something to do with that. So I'm not gonna question our strength. I'm questioning because of the systemic racism and all the cultural deprivation that we've had to endure, we tend to want to be strong and handle it ourselves, mostly because at one time we had to handle it ourselves. We didn't have a doctor to go to. We didn't, you know, grandma, you know, in Africa, the witch doctor. Yeah. We had to figure out a way, you know, to make sure we stayed healthy. Yeah,
and that resilience, too. I mean, maybe you're working two jobs. Maybe you're taking a lot of time taking care of family. You're taking care of your grandparents. Or, you know, there's so many things that can distract you from taking care of yourself.
Exactly.
And, definitely getting people to think about, hey, I really need to see the doctor regularly to have those preventive screening tests, especially colon cancer screening, which we're talking about today.
Yeah. So it's almost having to move away from that survival mode mindset, because I can't stop working. I can't stop providing. I can't stop doing everything I can to feed my family. Yeah, so I don't have time to sit on the sideline.
Yeah, if you don't catch it early, you want to stop yourself to go to the doctor as opposed to being stopped by colon cancer.
It's absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to talk a lot more and get into a lot more detail. I know at Providence, colon cancer is something that they focus on there for some reasons we'll get into later. I'm glad to be here with Dr. Derek Williams, who is a family practice physician at Providence. But today we're talking about colon cancer, early detection, and early treatment when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams, too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
The thing no one tells you about periods is that your flow changes every day, and so should your tampon size. Tampax has 5 absorbencies to match your changing flow. If it hurts to remove, go down a size. If it leaks, go up a size. Only Tampax has a leak guard braid to help give you up to 100% leak and odor-free protection. All-day comfort and protection for under $5 a month. Based on average U.S. consumer usage at manufacturer's suggested price, however, pricing is at the sole discretion of the retailer. Excludes 8-count.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Single Moms Planet is a nonprofit organization dedicated to uplifting under-resourced single mom business owners and working mothers nationwide. Single Moms Planet offers comprehensive programs of financial literacy, business development, mentorship, and entrepreneurial training. They provide education, accountability, and hope. Single Moms Planet was founded by model, TV personality, and producer Nefertiri Plessy. Nefertiri felt firsthand the challenges that face single moms as she was raised by a working single mother. She learned that the most disadvantaged group in the United States are single mom families. According to the U.S. Census, 30% live under the poverty line. So she decided to do something about it, along with co-founder Cole Patterson. Their goal is to end the poverty cycle in single mother households through education, opportunity, and networking, providing family and child enrichment programs for under-resourced single parent families. Single Moms Planet serves over 10,000 single moms and their children each year. Studies show that business development and financial literacy provide a positive environment for children and families, exposing them to new possibilities and opportunities. To attend one of their fun events, make a donation, or get more information, or if you need help as a single mom, please visit singlemomsplanet.org. That's singlemomsplanet.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation this morning with Dr. Derek Williams, who is a family practice physician for Providence in Hawthorne, California. And our topic today is colon cancer, early detection, successful treatment. We're going to continue our conversation, but before we do, I just want to let everybody know that Providence has sponsored this month-long series, Health for a Better World, here on Urban Family Focus. And in an effort to help reduce the impact of hypertension in our community, Providence is offering free hypertension assessments. The first 30 people to visit KBLA1580.com and use the link or QR code to register will receive two tickets to Amazing Grace Conservatory's presentation of Aladdin, A Whole New World for Real, at the Crenshaw Performing Arts Center, May 25th and 26th. So go to KBLA1580.com right now and be one of the first 30 to register for your hypertension screening and receive two tickets to Aladdin, compliments of Providence, and KBLA Talk 1580. And as you all know, at KBLA Talk 1580, we've got your black. We're going to continue our conversation about colon cancer, and I know there may be some of you who family members or yourself has had to deal with this issue, and some of you just may have questions about it. So you can give us a call here at 920-1580. That's 1-800-920-1580, and join the conversation with Dr. Derek Williams on colon cancer. Dr. Williams, we were talking about the incident rate for black folk, and we know that black Americans are about 20% more likely to develop colon cancer and 40% more likely to die from it than other groups. But despite these statistics and screening rates, black Americans historically tend to delay getting tested and detected, and because of that, we have poor outcomes. So let's start by focusing on the key factors contributing to minorities having higher rates from colon cancer.
Yeah, there's definitely some risk factors that will increase the likelihood that you'll develop colon cancer. And some of those are some of those things you can change. Obviously, your lifestyle can change your health, and that's true for so many conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure. It's also true in colon cancer. You might not be aware, but being overweight or obese can increase your risk for colon cancer. So can type 2 diabetes, which is pretty prevalent. Mm-hmm. Diets high in red meats, so beef, pork, lamb, liver, things like lunch meat, hot dogs. And, of course, the famous practice of frying, broiling, and grilling can increase the risk of certain chemicals in the food that can increase your risk for colon cancer. Smoking also does it, and also alcohol use can increase your risk.
Right. One of the things that you just mentioned, it kind of jumped out at me because, you know, I try to do a little homework and read about that frying, broiling, and grilling. And the first thing that came to my mind, I'm not a meat eater, but that's the three ways of preparing food that people just love. It tastes the best. It smells the best. It's the most appealing to the eye. It just brings.
Well, as doctors always say, if it tastes good, don't eat it. Just kidding. No. You can eat healthy still. An air fryer, if you've never used an air fryer, mm-hmm. air fryer will crisp the food in a way that is much more healthy and doesn't produce the same kind of chemicals that can harm your health.
Right. So. But we know how the brain works, though. We know what triggers that dopamine.
Well, you've seen Big Mama with the iron skillet and the sizzling. Right. And, oh, boy, yeah. But, we do need to make some changes in the content of some of our mm-hmm. family meals. That's true.
And pay attention. You know, don't go overboard.
Yeah, and within reason, right? Yeah. Right. I have to say, God created bacon for a reason. It's maybe a small example of what heaven tastes like.
It is. I did hear one time it was the most popular food in America, or one of them. You know,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Somewhere between bacon
and
fried chicken. But you know, the colon cancer thing, like you say, it's the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the whole country. But for us, you know, we have to pay a little closer attention. So lifestyle changes and all the things that we must do. But the big thing that I know Providence is focusing on, not just with colon cancer, but hypertension and all the things that overly impact our community, is getting people checked. Entree into Providence was because they were doing events at local churches.
Absolutely.
Trying to get brothers to get checked for colon cancer, prostate, you know, just get screened. Let somebody tell you what to do. And that's the big issue, and that's one of the things I need you to comment on as far as their efforts in that way.
Listen, Providence is really interested in the voice of our community. And we've conducted a survey across L.A. County and in this area in particular, and conducted focus groups of about 150 people over the past few years just to listen, especially on this topic of colon cancer. And you know, some of the key messages that the focus groups would want to have all of you know is, and I'll just read some of these off. It's treatable if caught early. And it is so true. I mentioned earlier 91% chance of survival over 5 years if you catch it early, and it drops to 13% if it spreads. Screening and early detection saves lives. Don't wait for symptoms. I mean, just because you feel good doesn't mean you are good. And that's why you go see the doctor, you know, try at least once a year just to get your checkups, make sure your preventive care is up to date, and talk about these issues. And there's been a change recently in the screening, too. It's it used to be age 50, but now it's age 45. So we're moving the needle. And 90% of colon cancers occur in patients over the age of 45. So we're catching most of those patients. But as you know, like actor Chadwick Boseman, he had his in his early 40s. And there are others who've had very early colon cancer. Some of those are related to genetic conditions and other factors. But the other thing that they mentioned was it's covered by insurance. Don't worry about, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to pay a lot of money for this colonoscopy or colon cancer screening. It's covered by your insurance plan. And then finally, you know, colonoscopy, it is, I think, a preferred choice by us, but it's not the only choice.
Speaking of that, I've had my doctor started me getting colonoscopies at age 45, and this was 35 years ago. he started me getting him early. But it appears that not just with colon cancer, but almost all of the maladies that we're dealing with, it's moving in the youthful direction. You know, we saw it with Chaz Boseman. I've had some personal experience with people who are very close to me who we lost at an early age. You talked earlier about lifestyle. I say this all the time, and I know the fast food industry probably wants to take me and put me underground. But just common sense tells me that the proliferation, the overdoing of the processed food eating is what's impacting our young people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you look at the labels on this processed food that we often love and eat, and you look at something more natural, so a simple couple of ingredients, you know, when it's natural and less processed, the calories are less dense, so you don't gain as much weight. Plus, they don't have as many preservatives and chemicals that your body has to deal with and tolerate. And that overall burden, if you have a high processed food diet, you're going to have a lot of those unnecessary preservatives and chemicals in your system. And we feel like this has a lot to do with some of those increased risk for developing things like cancer.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier Chadwick Boseman, and we know that he was treated at Providence for over 4 years. And I saw something that I wanted to bring out, in that colon cancer is now the number one cause of death for men under 50. You know, that kind of... exclamation point of what we're talking about as far as the moving to the towards the younger
exactly,
people.
Especially in an age group where people are saying, "I'm young, I don't feel any problems, I feel fine," and you know, some symptoms of colon cancer you definitely may want to think about. So things like changes in bowel habits. If you start having diarrhea or constipation, or your stool starts to look more narrow or changes shape, you definitely talk to your doctor right away. Feeling like you have to have a bowel movement. And having a bowel movement doesn't relieve that sensation. That's a concern. any kind of bleeding. Don't just assume it's the hemorrhoids. Go get checked out. If you have bright red blood or black stools, or the stools turn dark all of a sudden, get that checked out. Lower abdominal pain, pelvic pain, even weakness or unintended weight loss, those are all signs that even if you're young, these don't just brush these off. Go see your doctor and get checked out.
And if you've been facing, or anybody in your family has been facing any of those symptoms that the doctor just talked, you know, now would be a good time to give us a call at 800-920-1580 and get your questions answered and get some direction on how to get tested. There's more than colonoscopy. You know, I know Providence has partnered with Stand Up for Cancer. And they're doing a big push. I saw a lot of their ads during, well, I was watching basketball last week, so I was glad to see it. So what is that relationship between Providence and Stand Up for Cancer?
Stand Up to Cancer is just a vehicle. We want to raise awareness, and so if you're a patient of Providence, you're gonna have a lot of touches. So you'll see your colon cancer needs in your MyChart account. You'll get messages from the MyChart accounts. You probably get calls from our outreach teams. You may even receive a FIT kit, which is a colon cancer screening kit, at your house. And of course, when you go to your doctor's visits. So those are some of the ways. But then we partner with these larger organizations like Stand Up to Cancer to really get the message into mouths of people who the community sees and already trusts. So you may have seen ads from Will I Am or George Lopez. And, you know, these are people that just regular people that people enjoy to listen and watch. And to hear them talk about colon cancer just resonates with the community. So,
yeah, you know, if you're born between 1981 and 1996, they say that you are twice as likely to have colon cancer. Those are young folk, in relatively speaking. So it's really, really important that we talk about these screenings and the different ways that you can get tested. And what are the different ways that you can get tested?
So when you think about colon cancer screening, there's two types of tests. One is kind of an indirect test, and that's the common stool test that we do. And the other one's a visual test. That's the one I prefer, especially, you know, you talked about earlier, your doctor's been screening you since 45. I've been screening my patients since 45, African-American patients since 45, because they were at higher risk. Mm-hmm. And finally, the guidelines caught up to that practice. But the colonoscopy is the gold standard because it allows you to look directly at the walls of the colon. It allows you to see those polyps that could develop into cancer over time. And once you see those polyps, you can actually take them out so they don't develop into cancer. So that's one of the great advantages of the colonoscopy, is it's a direct exam that can sort of prevent cancer by removing those dangerous polyps.
Now, I'm thinking back, and I think the very first test that I had was called a sigmoidoscopy. What's the difference between that and the colonoscopy?
Yeah, so the colonoscopy, and I'll say this really quickly, is a lot of people are afraid of the colonoscopy. The way that we medicate patients during colonoscopies, you probably won't even remember the test itself. Mm-hmm. The hardest part of the colonoscopy is probably the prep that goes the night before that causes you to clean out. It'll be the greatest colon cleanse you ever had.
Right.
That allows us to see the colon better. Mm-hmm. A sigmoidoscopy is done in the office without anesthesia. So we don't do a lot of those sigmoidoscopies anymore.
Okay.
For that reason. Very uncomfortable test, because we have to pump a little bit of air into the colon to get it to increase, and that gives you probably the worst case of gas you ever experienced in your life. But some people still do the colonoscopy, or the sigmoidoscopy, but the colonoscopy definitely is the preferred test.
So I'm showing my age now by bringing up they don't do that anymore.
It was more common.
Okay. And there's one you mentioned, virtual. There's something that they refer to as a virtual colonoscopy, which is a CT. Colonoscopy?
Yeah, so the CT colonographies, these are not as good because they're not a direct representation of, you know, being able to visualize the colon itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the CT colonography can be used in patients who can't tolerate the prep for the colonoscopy or the colonoscopy itself. Maybe they're you know, too sick to tolerate that, but they still need the test done.
So the bottom line here is there's different ways of doing it. But the common stool test that you see advertised on television and a lot of people do, you know, do something, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, the stool test, yeah, that's probably the most common. People do the once every year fit test, and that's the one you may receive in the mail from Providence or your physician or even your health plan will send them out. So, and they have another test that picks up DNA from potential cancers, and that's done every 3 years.
Okay. So if I'm understanding right, just to clarify, the colonoscopy, which is the gold standard, and what makes it the gold standard, number one, you don't feel it, I can tell you. As a matter of fact, when I got my first colonoscopy, when, you know, you have to spend a little time in the, you know, sleep before you wake up and get ready to go home. When I was on my way home, I had never felt that good in my entire life. I don't know what they gave me, but whatever it was, they had me feeling pretty good. So you don't feel anything.
No, you
and the biggest part about the colonoscopy is that you remove the polyps before they turn into a cancerous lesion.
Right.
Whereas with the stool test and all these other things, it'll tell you if you have it, but it won't prevent you from getting it.
Yeah, stool test is just going to pick up signs of cancer. So if basically polyps can cause small amounts of blood to leak into your stool that are picked up by those stool tests. And
okay. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Derek Williams on colon cancer, early detection, and successful treatment when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
A safe place to go loud.
A great place for progressive politics.
KVLA Talk 1580.
I'm Tyreek Wynn. Here's the latest on the Black Information Network. Rapper Chris King is dead after an April 20th shooting. Nashville, Tennessee police are investigating the incident. According to a police statement, King was there with friends in an alley when three other men they didn't know approached them. A surviving victim from King's group told police the other three men attempted to rob them. ASAP Rocky is teasing his upcoming album with a new clothing collection through his company AUG. The drop includes shirts, hoodies, and tank tops with slogans like American Sabotage, ASAP Rocky, and Don't Be Dumb, which is the title of the album. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who's black, is unveiling details of his $111 billion budget for fiscal year 2025. The budget includes $514 million to support key education programs that were previously funded expiring COVID stimulus dollars. The budget proposal also adds two more police classes that would put an additional 1,200 officers on the street. That's the latest. I'm Tyreek Wynn on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Hey, it's Dean Sharp. How does 3 months of free electricity and a lifetime of energy savings sound? Well, it's yours when you go solar with Sunlux. Learn more at sunlux.com, sunlux.com.
Follow the leader.
KBLA Talk 1580.
Follow the leader.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KBLA 1580.
Follow the leader.
Are you ready?
The station leading the way with exclusive interviews.
Follow the leader.
Stimulating conversation.
Leader.
And intellectual discourse that empowers, enlightens, and informs.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader at KBLA 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Keep following the leader.
Follow 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 the leader.
It's time for California Community College's Black Student Success Week. This week-long event, held April 22nd through the 26th, is an opportunity to focus on innovative approaches to ensuring Black and African American students succeed in their educational pursuits. Black Student Success Week 2024, building a better future together. The urgency is now. For more information, visit blackstudentsuccess.com. That's BLKstudentsuccess.com.
Fight climate change. This Earth Day, April 22nd, go Metro and ride for free. You'll make a difference. Metro buses run on clean energy, making every day Earth Day. Together, we can clear the air and connect our communities. Start your journey at metro.net.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Stay Housed LA has the resources you need to know your rights and the legal support to back them up. The COVID-19 pandemic has cost people their jobs and livelihoods. This has left an estimated one-third of households not being able to make rent and facing losing their homes. This is a fear no one in our community should have to face. You have rights, though, and Stay Housed LA is here to help. Stay Housed LA is a partnership between the County of Los Angeles, the City of Los Angeles, and local community and legal service providers. Together, they provide tenants with the information and support needed to exercise their rights so they can remain safely in their homes. Find out more about your rights by participating in a virtual tenant workshop. Get the legal assistance you need. Find additional resources in Los Angeles County and the City of Los Angeles. Stay connected to Stay Housed LA County for updates. This and more at StayHousedLA.org. Stay connected to Stay Housed LA for updates. This and more at StayHousedLA.org. That's StayHousedLA.org. Or call their hotline at 213-694-0040. We've got your black with a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Environmental justice is racial justice.
Environmental justice is social justice.
This is KBLA Talk 1580.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision?
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're talking with Dr. Derek Williams, who is a family practice physician with Providence in Hawthorne, California. And our topic today is colon cancer, early detection, successful treatment. We've been talking about how what used to be a disease that impacted the older segment of our population has now moved into having a great impact on the younger segment of the population. And the biggest thing that we want people to understand is how important screening is and the prevention of this disease and catching it early. So, doctor, you know, talk a little bit about how patients can overcome the barriers to getting screened.
Yeah, I think the most important barrier is taking charge of your own health and knowing what screenings that you need and when you need them. And there's a great resource that you can look into. It's called the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. And so you can basically plug in your age and find out what are the recommended screenings and what's the evidence that supports getting those screens done, including colon cancer. And so I think the first one is just taking charge of your health. And also, when you're going to the doctor, the doctor's going to mention things to you, and being prepared to have that conversation ahead of time. You know you're due for the colonoscopy. If you say no, the doctor's not going to force you to have a colonoscopy. He's not going to force you to have a FIT kit done. But I'll recommend it. So you want to think about it ahead of time. And if you have questions about it, that's the time to ask, you know, well, why should I get this? And, you know, why is it important? And so you can get your questions answered if you plan ahead to think about what that conversation with your doctor is going to look like. If you're underinsured or uninsured, there are definitely resources to get access to care and also to important screening tests, and including mammograms and colon cancer screenings. I think talking about it is important. The more we talk about it as a community, the more we make it part of our routine culture, a culture of health. You know, we have a culture of we have a rich culture. We just need to include health in that culture.
Absolutely. And that's the reason for Urban Family Focus. I mean, that was what was paramount in my mind when I thought about doing this, is to get us as a community talking about these issues. Yeah. For whatever reason, you know, we don't want to talk about stuff. You know, if it's a problem, addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, you know, I've actually talked to people who they don't want to know if they have cancer. They would rather keep going, doing what they're doing, and it, you know, it's my time kind of attitude, and they don't want to find out anything.
Well, that, you know, it's funny because I use this analogy. So if you're driving on the 405, do you drive with your eyes open or closed? You drive with your eyes open because you want to see what's coming. You want to have a chance to change lanes or get out of the way of some danger. So it's funny that people take that approach with health. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a head in the sand thing.
Right.
But when you think about the consequences of waiting, as a physician, I've seen people wait and suffer consequences when it wasn't necessary. You know, advanced colon cancer can be very painful and devastating in many ways, surgically and otherwise. And you don't want to wait until you're stuck with surviving. You want to prevent so you can thrive.
Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Derek Williams about colon cancer, early detection, and successful treatment. And this is the last of a series that we've done, sponsored by Providence. And Providence is not just Southern California's largest, most comprehensive healthcare network. The reason why we are doing this series with Providence is because they are dedicated to community partnerships that help educate, build trust, inspire people, and at the bottom line is to improve outcomes.
Absolutely.
So that's the reason why we did this series. We're concluding it today with Dr. Williams. And we want the audience I don't want you to be of any, you know, be fear anything or get uptight about anything, but we want you to be proactive in getting screened for colon cancer, for hypertension, heart disease, whatever it is. You know, science has done some great things, and there's some ways now that these things can be early detected. And if you detect it early, you have a better chance of survival and a better chance of a successful treatment.
Absolutely.
So that's the big thing, the big issue that we're talking today. So being a family physician, again, you talk to the whole family. And I guess in a way, you know, as you said, they trust you. You become the friend and the confidant. You know, what are some of you told us about the slogan about the freeway, but what are some of the strategies you use to get people to trust you enough to open up and actually go forward with doing what's right versus doing what they're afraid of?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you mentioned trust. Trust is the most important ingredient in that relationship. And if you walk into a doctor's office and they're just telling you what to do, they're not explaining it, they're not making sure you understand it, you're less likely to trust. And even if it's the best recommendation, you're less likely to follow through. And so my goal with my patients is to draw them into my circle and to consider them family. If they were my aunt or my grandmother,
right,
would I be abrupt?
Mm-hmm.
Would I be rushed?
Mm-hmm.
Or would I sit down and make sure my grandmother knew exactly what she needed and what she was facing and what the best treatment was? And so I think having that respect for the patient and they feel that, and they respond to that. And also, if I see a patient kind of lean back and they're not asking me any questions, mm-hmm. I'll start asking the questions that they should be asking.
Okay.
And so I'll be their voice for them uh-huh. because I know they're just sitting back. Of course they have questions. I mean, this is something I went to school for decades to learn, mm-hmm. and they may not know how to formulate the question, but I can sort of prime the pump by asking it for them.
Ask the question. Yeah. What are those? Give me a couple of those questions.
So like you mentioned earlier, is it going to be painful?
Mm-hmm.
How is it done? Mm-hmm. And, you know, why is it important to do it? So these are questions people often have unspoken. And a lot of people in our community don't want to ask the questions because they fear asking questions that may appear dumb.
Ah.
But there's no dumb questions. Mm-hmm. You know, getting a good understanding of the colon cancer screening options and colon cancer itself really can give you a comfort level for testing and treatment.
So one of the things that we've talked about all month long is that, Providence does a good job of creating alliances with other organizations in order to make sure that the community gets all the resources and services and treatments that they need. Can you talk a little bit about some of the alliances that you're aware of that Providence is involved in that aids in this health for a better world?
Yeah, so we've partnered with community organizations over the past couple of years and done probably thousands of phone calls and gone to community health fairs to increase awareness about high blood pressure and colon cancer and things like that. And this year we're shifting our community workers into Providence. So they're going to be Providence employees that really seek to listen to the community's voice and raise awareness about issues like colon cancer.
And you mentioned earlier one of the things, insurance. People wondering, how is this going to get paid for? Medicare, Medi-Cal, I know if you're Medi-Medi, you can pay for anything. part I know. But what about those people that are still questioning how to get or where to get covered for these treatments?
So for our insured patients, the best place is to go to your doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
They can order the test for you. They can answer some of those questions. Often they'll have a billing office that can answer some questions for you if you have those. We do also in Providence have a clinic that takes care of patients who don't have insurance. So it's called the Vasek Polak Clinic,
mm-hmm.
V-A-S-E-K-P-O-L-A-K. And it's a subsidized clinic that takes care of patients who just are kind of stuck in the middle, don't have insurance coverage. And they also have workers there who can see if you qualify for Medi-Cal mm-hmm. and also help you get qualified.
So, great. That's the information I wanted to get out there. Yeah. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Derek Williams. The topic is colon cancer, early detection, successful treatment when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KVLA Talk 1580.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Nothing is everything.
With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580 believes in community empowerment. LA's 99 neighborhood councils form the grassroots level of the Los Angeles city government. The system was created to connect LA's diverse communities to City Hall. While neighborhood council board members are volunteers, they are also public officials elected to office by the members of their community. Neighborhood councils advocate on issues like homelessness, housing, land use, emergency preparedness, public safety, parks, transportation, and sustainability. They also provide local expertise on the delivery of city services to their various communities. Neighborhood councils are open to participation by anyone who is a part of the fabric of daily life in said community. This includes those who live, work, or own property or a business. If you are interested in stepping up to join your local neighborhood council, visit www.empowerla.org. That's empowerla.org. It's time to think globally, but act locally. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Talk radio lately that sounds anything like this?
We didn't think so.
You're listening to Unapologetically Progressive KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we've been talking to Dr. Derek Williams, who is a family practice physician for Providence in Hawthorne, California. Our topic today has been colon cancer, successful early detection, successful treatment. And we focus on this subject because we know colorectal cancer is very deadly, but the good news is it's highly preventable. You do not have to die from colon cancer if you take the right steps to get screened and take care of yourself. That's the message for today. The other thing I wanted to mention once again is that younger people are starting to be impacted by this disease. You are more likely to get colon cancer if you're born between 1981 and 1996 than if you're born in 1950. So an old geezer like me is less likely to get colon cancer than some young people that are listening to this message right now. So I know you feel healthy. I know you feel strong. I know you can still dribble between the legs and slam dunk. But you need to talk to your doctor and make sure that you're getting tested at an early age, and particularly for colon cancer and some of the other maladies that overly impact our community. So, doctor, let's just recap, if we will, some of the things that you feel are the most important things that people should know and do as it pertains to prevention of colon cancer.
Yeah, just remember, colon cancer is very common. And, you know, if you catch colon cancer early, localized colon cancer survival rates for 5 years are 91%. That's excellent. But if you wait and it spreads and it spread widely, it drops down to 13%. 5 year survival rate. I think that's probably the most chilling example of how important it is to get screened early. Early screening captures colon cancers, and early colonoscopies also can prevent the development of colon cancer by removing those polyps that will eventually grow into a cancer.
And we did have a conversation, as with every illness. I'm one of those who believe that other than genetic factors and cultural factors, anything that goes wrong with the body is a direct result of what we do or do not put in it.
Yep. And so correct. So lifestyle is key, 100%. And we have a historically rich diet, but we need to make some changes to that diet. So any amount of red meat increases your risk for colon cancer. So think beef, burgers, pork, things like that. Processed meat, especially lunch meats and hot dogs and and especially frying, grilling, and broiling tends to put a char on the meat that increases the chemicals that can increase your risk of colon cancer.
Now, by no means are we telling you not to eat that barbecue that you love or even have a piece of fried chicken every now and then. What we're telling you is you got to do this thing in moderation, and you have to give your body an opportunity. You know, you can take in a whole lot, but if you don't release it properly, therein lies the problem. And Dr., while I got you here, a lot of people that I know and I talk to, and we talk about health and things, most people believe, if they have a decent bowel movement once a day, that they're doing gangbusters. Some of the things I've read says that we should have a bowel movement every time we eat, you know. So what is, I hate to bring this subject up, but I think it's important to the topic.
It's true.
What is normal and what is optimal?
Yeah,
for having a good bowel movement and
so this, you know. this is a gentle subject, of course, but normal has quite a big range. Mm-hmm. There are some people who have multiple stools per day, and some don't have bowel movements, but every 2 days or so. And so, you know, you don't want to put a number to it, because you don't want to wind up doing things like taking a laxative to force yourself to fit into a mold.
Right.
Is if you're eating healthy, a plant-based diet, mostly vegetables, so you're talking about 5 to 7 servings of vegetables a day, limiting your red meats, your bowels naturally will respond. And you'll have a normal, natural bowel movement frequency that fits for you. If you have questions about if yours is right or not, or looks right or not, definitely talk specifically with your doctor about the details of that. But yeah, it's a pretty wide range. So, and yeah, you don't have to have a bowel movement every time you have a meal. But yeah, there's a reasonable range where some people have it a couple times a day, and some don't have it, but maybe every other day.
And I think your answer is key too when it talks to overall health. Everybody's different. Yeah. Your body, you know, what works for me may not work for you. I'm of the mind that you should have regular bowel movements more than once a day. You're the doctor, you know more than me. And you're saying that there are people who may not have a bowel movement but every other day or so. And for them, that might be okay. It doesn't mean that they're unhealthy, because that's
precisely. But you know, one of the keys is if you have a change in your bowel habits, so all of a sudden it looks different, or you're having it more or less frequently, or obviously there's blood in it. You definitely want to talk to your doctor about that immediately.
Yeah, and I can remember as a youngster, we ate what we could eat. You know, we ate whatever we had to eat. But I remember succinctly, periodically, and I don't know whether it was once a month or once every 2 months or once every 3 months, I would walk into that kitchen and I would see a bottle of castor oil sitting on the counter and an orange slice. And I knew what was coming. It was time to take that castor oil and suck on that orange. And that was something, I guess, came from, you know, our diet and what we were given to eat back in the day. But grandma knew how to keep it moving, as they say. And it wasn't necessarily a laxative. It was a natural way of keeping it moving.
I see, yeah.
You know, doctor, I don't know why people wait till the last minute, but we do have a caller on line one. And I only got about 3 minutes here. So caller on line one, welcome to Urban Family Focus. Be real quick with your statement.
Thank you for having me. I just want to ask you, if you didn't have insurance or if you have Medicaid, is that an option for someone with no insurance?
Absolutely. So if you have Medi-Cal, then you can go to one of a variety of clinics, take patients with Medi-Cal, and they'll be able to take care of your colon cancer screening needs. And I mentioned Vasek Polik Clinic. Providence has a subsidized clinic for patients who don't have insurance, and you can reach out. You look up providence.org and look up Vasek Polik Clinic.
What part of the town is the Vasek Polik Clinic?
It's in Hawthorne.
It's actually in Hawthorne,
down the street from my clinic.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Okay, that's close.
It is.
Close proximity. Vasek Polik Clinic. Thank you for your call. So check out that Vasik Polyclinic, and you can get services whether you have insurance or not. But again, if you do have Medicaid or Medi-Cal, they will take care of you.
Just to say one quick thing, you know, making sure everyone knows the screening guidelines start at 45 now. Mm-hmm. So for patients of average risk, start at age 45. We screen you all the way up to age 75. Some patients, 75 to 85, should still get screened. Sometimes we'll switch those patients from colonoscopy to FIT kits during that age. If their risk is lower and they don't have any history of polyps, for example. And then once you reach 85, you luck out and you don't have to do any more colon cancer mm-hmm. screening. If you do have a history, a family history of colon cancer screening, say in a mother or father, you need to have colon cancer screening done 10 years, a colonoscopy done 10 years prior to the diagnosis. So if the father had colon cancer at 52, you need to get it at 42. Mm-hmm. So, for example.
Now, speaking of getting those early tests, I know sometimes there's some pushback from insurance companies to do it early.
That because the guidelines have changed, it's better now. Yeah. So when I screened at 45, we had to do FIT kits. Those were covered. Colonoscopies, yeah, we had to push a little bit. But now that the guidelines are 45, we've had no problems.
Okay. Well, Dr. Williams, I want to thank you for being here with us. In conclusion, for our Health for a Better World series sponsored by Providence, we've had a lot of great practitioners from Providence on the air with us this month, and everybody has contributed to the community health, and we really appreciate you being here. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor with Dr. Derek Williams from Providence.